holding the Sama Gimel of Beis, Rashi, Bishilhi Hilule de Rabbi Shimon. Samar brought a story. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoy, he was going off to Yeshiva, leaving right at the time of the end of the Shev Brachos of Rabbi Shimon Yechoy. So if you make a posse, Yakibli, Hamdin Liachi Yichel, you make a posse, Velech Imcho the Bey Rav. So he said, Shimon Yechoy said, wait for me and we'll go together. And he said, no, he doesn't want to wait even a second. He went away, comes back, he's down with Shili Demosa. The roads have changed. The paths have changed. Shenidu Be'ir B'yanim Chadoshim Minitzim Abom Avuas. Some Avuas, which used to get through from A to B, have now been closed off with new buildings. So he went down to the riverbank. He heard La Haravisa Nara, this young girl, that they were saying, Bas Kachinai, fill your pitcher and come home. She comes, she lifts up her eyes, Sabi Liba, Ra Liba. She understood. Klarman Idma the Liba Pisaim, she's a bala. She realizes it's her husband's. From the shock, she died until he died, and then the version was Mechai Mason. Mercy the Chamar Barbisa. I don't want to come in suddenly and have the same thing happen to me, which happened to Chananya ben Chachinai. He went and sent the message. So this young man came in. Yosef Kamei, the father did not recognize that was his son. So Chazal the Bray, the Mechadad and Shemaitse, he saw this young man was quite sharp. So he felt bad. He said, "Ihavoy hocha ilo ha'yisi kan kishanate b'ri katan ho'alachti." If I had been home when I left over my young child and I went away, had I stayed, ha'yisi malamdu tera wa'yichochem gazet, I would have taught him Torah, and he would be like the smart one. This one was. But it turned out it was his son. Okay, holding the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Kiva, Raya de Ben Kalba Sabua Hava." Rabbi Kiva was Ben Kalba Sabua. The Gemara says, "In Gittin was an extremely wealthy person. Every person who came at his house as hungry as a caliph walked out. Sabua walked out feeling fully satiated. So that was always called Ben Kalba Sabua." So he was the roya for Ben Kalba Sabua. Habachazise Barte, Ben Kalba Sabua's daughter, saw the Havitznia Umali. They had Tznias and they had good midas. So she said to him, to Rekiva, Imekadash Noloch, if I marry you, Azalta Lebe Rav, will you go learn? Armala in, he said yes. So they did the Kedushin privately. Privately means with Tawadin, but that is. Okay. The Mishadarta, she sent them away. Shama Abua, the father heard what she had done. Afka Mebese, he sent her out of the house. And he made a netter that she can't have any benefit from all of his possessions. Also, Yosef Trey Sorishinin, she went and stayed away for 12 years. The Bei Rav and the Yeshiva. He also, when he came back, Isi Bade Trey Sori Alfi Tamidi. Came back with 12,000 Talmidim. Shemoi Lahaus Saba. He heard this older person, the Kamerlo, Akama Medaberis Almonos Chayim. how long are you going to live in this living state of widowhood? The husband's alive, but you're a widow, you're all by yourself. Amrleh, so she said back to this person who's saying it to her, the deed is, if he would listen to me, I wish he could say it for another 12 years. So Amr Brishuzka Avidna, he said, apparently she was agreeing that I should go back. So he left. So he went and spent another 12 years in yeshiva. He also, when he came back, I see Badei, Esin Rabo Alfi Samidi. He came back with 24,000 Talmidim. Shama Devesu, his wife heard that he's coming. Habas Konofka Lape. So she went out to meet him and greet him. Amrle Shivavto, the neighbor said to her, Shili Mani Lavush Vichsoi, borrow nice, better clothing than what she had, and dress yourself properly. Amrlehu, Yudeh Tzadik Nevesh Bahamto. So the Pasuk says that the person knows, literally, the Moshe of the Pasuk is that the person knows the needs of his own being. But the tzaddik, knows who is his. He doesn't need to be presented nicely to him. Kimoto the gabe, when she came to Rikiva, nofla alapo, she fell down on her face. Kumanashka le the kare, she was kissing his feet. Habakum nadchefi losh shmoye. So the shamash was trying to push her away. Amalahus, Rabbi Kiva said to the Shamash, Shavkua, let her stay. Shaliba Shalachem Shalahu, whatever we have, mine and yours, is all belongs to her. Shama Avua Dahav Osa Gabba Rabba Lamasa. Her father heard that there's a Tibik Tabachochim has come to town. Amr Ezel Gabe, I want to go meet him. After the Mafra and the Droy, maybe give him out to my editor. Also, the Gabbais, he went to Rikiva. Amale Adaita the Gabba Rabba Mik Nadarta. Did you make this netter if your son in law would be a big Tamachochim? Be a Gabba Rabba? He said, Amale, I feel a Perik Echad, I feel a Halacha Achas. He was such an Amorist, he didn't know anything. Even if we know a little bit of Torah, we know one Perik or one Halacha, I would not have made the netter. Okay. So Amrle, so Rabbi Kiva told Ben Kabbal Savua, Anohu, I'm that person. So Mor says that Nofel Alape, Venashke Alkare. So he fell down and he kissed Rabbi Kiva's feet, his leg. And he gave him half of his possessions. So Tosafot here has a kasha that the halacha is when you make a hataras and dorim, you can't. It's a top Tosafot says you can't be pesach benerlot. So like remember we said explained that the way your matar and neder based on a pesach is you're saying that there's a flaw in the neder that had the person thought about the ramifications of what he's saying, he would have realized that in scenario X the neder would not be acceptable. He would not want the neder. So let's say, for argument's sake, that there's 10 scenarios that it could apply to, and he only thought about 5 of them. He didn't think about the other 5, and now he realizes that this situation 6 occurred. He said, I never would have made the netter. I had to realize that's going to happen. So that's a flaw in the netter. When the netter was made, not all ramifications were realized. However, that's only a valid flaw. It's something the person's going to expect to happen. But let's say the person, when he made the netter, would have thought about the 10 scenarios and says, yeah, but 11 is never going to happen. Therefore, I make the netter even though 11 might happen because it's never going to happen. And therefore, he makes the netter. Then 11 happens. So that's not a good pass out because that's something which is so extraordinary to happen that even had he realized it when he made the netter, he still would have made the netter. So that's not a flaw in the netter. The netter, you can't say that because he had he known that when he made the netter, had he thought about it, he still would have made the netter. So that, there's no flaw. That's not a toss. Right, so that's called you can't make a pesach based on a null, something which will not expect it to occur. But just like all of a sudden wake up, you know, develop. It'll be born. So somebody like Rabbi Kiva becoming a Talmud Chacham, the Morris says, and he was such an Ayin Morris, he didn't know anything. So how can you do that? So Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar, a third line, the Halacha L'Choshev Nailed. It's not considered another. Kimin Shehalach L'Bei Rav, he went to Yeshiva. Zerichu B'Halach L'Lumah Shenatsa Adam Gadol. If you go to learn, you become an Adam Gadol. So it's not a Nailed. Nailed is something which is, it's a person, like Tosfos says, Morris says, Anakim Hena Ploini, and then Ploini became a Sefer, became a Talmud Chacham. That's another, because the guy didn't go anywhere. He didn't expect that to happen. But the person, the arrangement was, he's going to go, he went away to Yeshiva. But at the time he made the netter, Rabbi Kiva went away already. So, yeah, if a person would have thought into the implications, he would have realized he's going to learn Torah.
He was in the process.
So, now, would he become like Rabbi Kiva Mamish? No, but the person goes to Yeshiva, so, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what the nolad is. In other words, there's one outcome was that he'd become a gabba rabba. Okay, so you know maybe that's something that like no one would have, you know.
Rabbi Kiva offered him that though. That was the worst kash. Rabbi Kiva right. Said, "Would you have made an editor on that in those circumstances?" So it means if Kiva feels that he would have answered no, he would have mouthed the netter. How came out to the netter? That's a nolad.
Wait, the Nola is be Kalvarabba, right?
Right.
So, but I thought he was in Matur Nether because of, you know, even, you know, Perak Echad.
That was his answer. But Rekiva offered, right. Rekiva asked him, if you realize that you become a Kalvarabba, would you have made the Nether?
See, the question is really off.
And now Rekiva's offering means Rekiva's saying, if he would have answered, no, if I would realize you become the Gadol Ador, I would have made the Nether. Oh, okay, now I've got the Nether. Well, that's an Arlet. You know, you don't expect him to become the God of the door. Well, apparently you do, Tosfos says. You have a right to assume. You go to a yeshiva, you become a Talmud Chacham. Not the God of the door, but God, you know, okay. I mean, I don't know, again, and you can't tie it to 24 years either, because that's probably an oil that'll stay for 24 years. Okay. The Talzer Rav, the Talzer Rav of Shmuz says, no, actually the Grai, the Shem Yekim Dalmei, he was a Talzer Rav, he was killed by the Nazis in Mount Shmuz. So he says, the story, you know, you see from the story, he didn't go in the house. Right? And he comes home, and he doesn't go into the house, and then he leaves and comes back 24 years later. So he said, from this you learn a very important mathematical rule. 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. If he goes inside the house, there's an interruption. So it wouldn't be 24 years, it would be 12 years plus another 12 years. And he says, you put a pot on the fire, and you take it out right before it boils. And you put it back out right before it boils. You keep doing it the whole day, it never boils. But you let it stay straight, it boils. Interruptions affect your learning. Rekiva didn't become a Adam Gadol because he had interruptions. He learned straight. Okay. So the Gemara. Baratid Rabbi Kiva, Avdele the Ben Azai Hachi. Ben Azai married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. Eventually, Ben Azai said he wasn't able to stay. He was so overwhelmed by his desire to be with Torah. Tosfos says they never got the Nesuin, they only had Erisin. But he went away. Behind the Amri Inshi, Rechela Basa Rechela Ozla. Kub de Ima Kach Ub de Brata. You want to see how the daughter's going to act. To see how the mother acts, you'll know how the daughter's going to act. So she learned from her mother to be able to have that strength to do that. Okay. Rav Yosef Berei de Rava Shadre Avui Lebe Rav. Rava's son Rav Yosef was sent by his father. So was sent away to yeshiva. The Kamei de Rav Yosef to Rava's. I guess he named his son after his rebbe, but okay. didn't name him Rav Yosef, he named him Yosef, but eventually became Rav Yosef, right? So he sent him to yeshiva to learn by Rav Yosef. Paskalei Shishni. He arranged he should go for, he'll be able to take care of him for 6 years. Kiavatlas Shni. After 3 years were up, Mota Mali Yom Di Kippuri. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Omer Ezel V'Chazinu Lin Shebesi. He wants to come home. He wants to see his family. Shoma Avuhi. So his father heard. Shoko Mono V'Nafal Ape. So he took his baggad. I think Mono here means a baggad. Omerle Zernoskon is Keres. Zugoskon is Keres. Ikadamri Omerle Yernoskon is Keres. Itrit. So he felt that the fact that he's coming home. Rashi's Klimonov was Klizai and he went out. So why are you coming home? You're coming home because you want to be together with your desire to be with your family. It sounds like he was married. Rav was supporting him. So he wants to be with your wife. So, or is there not so in his character? You remembered your mezonos, or Zagoska, you remembered your mezuzah, that's the different shatim. So each year they got into a discussion. Well, Mar Yipsik, Lamar Yipsik, neither one had a chance at eating anything at Erev Yom Kippur. So they ended up not eating anything before the Titus. He wasn't happy with his decision. So Rashi Kabbal Sabua, bottom Rashi on some Beis and Beis, Shem Echad Me'ashiri Yerushalayim, was names of one of the rich people in Yerushalayim. Shekal Nichas the Beis Aroyev Kikalev Yotzei Surveya. Come to the Barta. You're at the Mitznehegas. You're being noyeg among the skies. So she moved to Hashkenaz. The neighbors told her she has to get a nicer clothing. Shalibah shalachem shalahu. Tershali the domanati ani shalat matem ayadahu. All her that I learned and you learned is due to her. Shokel money kli zayin kilabali hilachim. He took a weapon for a fight. Eitrid by some people got distracted by that fight, that discussion. They did not eat the suda, which the suda is not sakas. Suda chodesh erev yom tishba, but yom kippur makari suda is not hamavsekas. Shemavsekin ba v'sethes times. The Mora says that's the one that you create the hafsek when you finish the meal. According to some shitas, that you're not allowed to eat anymore, so you create that creates the hafsek. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Okay. Hamaretis al Bala. A woman who's rebelling against her husband, the more he's going to discuss me, she's refusing something she's supposed to do for the husband. The more he's going to whether it's referring to doing malach or referring to Tashav Shemita. But Salach is Pesalamik Suvasa Shiva Dinar Bishabis. So we subtract from her ksuva per week 7 dinar. Okay. Vudamer Shiva Tarpi Ikin. Okay. The more isn't to say how big a tarpi is. Anasahu Poichis, Akeneg Suvasa. So the Tanakhama says, so how far do you go? You go down to the point, she doesn't have a ksuba left anymore. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lorlam Hupoichis, Bahalich. You know that we don't stop there, that we go into negative against the ksuba. So it goes to the point that it below zero, now she owes him money. So if she gets the Yerusha afterwards, he would collect that money from the Yerusha. Person is refusing, so let's say Tashmish. So we add three dinner into the ksuba per week. What is she refusing to do? Tarpikin gemar mefarish. So now she has no ksuba anymore. He divorces her without ksuba. Ala ina masha cannot keep her further. To give him rights on her properties. Well, I've seen him to take those properties away from her. And Rashi says that you could. So the Tanakhama Rashi is learning is not that you can't, that doesn't disagree in theory, it just says we don't allow the situation to develop. We make him divorce her before that happens. Shlesha Denorim, Gemar Mefarash Mimai, Vaishnoa Hu Minoa. Why are we treating him different than her? That her, the cost of money is seven, but him the cost of it is only three. So the more miredes mimai, Rav Huna Amar mitasha shemita, Rav Yosi Berebi Chinina Amar mimelacha. So the more tenan, it says v'chen amored al ishta. The man is rebelling against life. He's refusing the wife. Was the bishop on the mandar mermi tashmish? That this over here is tashmish l'chai, so that's good. I could say he refuses to her or she refuses to him. Both those things make sense. El the mandar mermi malacha. If the issue is malacha, so mi meshubadlo. So it's okay. But he's refusing to do work. He doesn't. She has a sheep, but she must do work for him. He doesn't have a sheep, but then he must do work for her. So what does that mean? Mara says, yeah, that's not true. If there is a way for him to have a shibud to her, remember any zon, many mefarnes. He refuses to give her needs. So he said, I'm not going to be. So it's not so much the work per se, but the money which the work's supposed to bring in. So he's not giving her the money. So Tosfos over here says that he brings some value. Yo, a person has a chiyuv to get a job to support his family. So he said, I don't want to make any money. So what do you mean? That's not an excuse. Go get a job. Okay. So Mor says, for Amar Rav. However, any son of Benjamin Farnes, Yotze B'Yitin Ksuba. If a person is refusing to give support, we make him give a Ksuba. They get a Ksuba. So, how do we have a situation where the Mishnah is saying that he's been married and her, we're missing the Ksuba? We don't wait. It's what happens. The Mor says no. Well, the Muche Bay boy, don't we need to ask him what he wants to do? We give him some time to sort of think about what he's his before it happens, because we can't give a get against the Baal's Rotz, and he has to agree with him. So we have to discuss with him what to do. So meanwhile, while it's happening, we're adding on to the ksuba. Okay. Meisvei. Achazli Arusa, there's no difference whether the woman is an Arusa or Nesua, Filonida, Filuchoilo, Filoshemeres Yavam. In all of these situations, we have the luck of the Mishnah of that she's married, there's a dinner of Pechazin of Ksubas. So the Mora says, skip the parentheses. So the Bryce says, a woman who's a chayla, even if she's a chayla, so we understand that even when she's a chayla, depending on what the chayla is, there's a possibility for tashmish, and she can refuse. But if the issue is malacha, elamandamer malacha, chayla bas malacha, she can't do work. What do you want from her? Elamor says elam mitashmish kolam alapligi zahavi meredis. Both Rav Huna and the Rishi Rebbe Chanina agree that if she would refuse tashmish, that's called a form of meredis, and this Bryce is referring to that. Kipligi, where's the machlokes? Is mi malacha, a woman who's not refusing tashmish, but she's refusing malacha, does that also get a status of meredis? Can either one be a source of being a meredis? Marsavim mi malacha loy havim meredis. So that's Machlokes, whether Melocha is a form of Merida or not. Okay, this is Dr. Rashi.
Why would it not be a form of Merida?
You didn't care.
No, but even if he cares, that the chum should add on to the ksuba because of it. The issue here is, will the chum add on to the ksuba because of it? Or subtract from the ksuba because of it? Sorry. It's a shiva that she has, and he has to find a way to force her, etc. But the chum should see that that's something intrinsic to the marriage, to the point that we're going to subtract from her ksuba that we're not going to do. Tanasha Zamita is the relationship, so she's not acting the way a wife is supposed to act in the relationship, so we subtract from her ksuba. Malacha is a compensation which we made for her, because he's supporting her, so he deserves a compensation.
Okay, so then it's mamonos issue still.
Right. Okay. So you go to Bezdin, meet Tavei the mamon. I mean, but it's not the with ksuba. We're not saying we're saying that this is the amount of money that she's supposed to produce, and she owes him the money, and we'll subtract it from her properties. It's not. We're making a kanas. This is a kanas that Bezdin has generated. So you want to discuss mamon? Discuss mamonos, but there's no kanas. We don't feel a need to make a kanas. It's not something intrinsic to the marriage that this is a kanas that Bezdin is going to put. So what would the case be that the husband's not being married from malacha? He's not supporting, which means he's not, since for her work he's supposed to give support, but him not giving support, he's sort of being buried in the malacha, where Rashi learns, by not doing his part based on her work.
Giving her money, which she earned. Supporting her from the money that she earned.
No, you could say it like that also. The point is, he's supposed to give support, and in compensation for him giving support, whatever work she does goes to him. Not necessarily that the numbers are equal. Right? He might be supporting her $100 a week and she produces 20 a week, but the 20 a week belongs to him. But that's how Chama set it up. Since she's working, you have to give support. Now she's working and he's not giving her support. So he's not doing his half of the deal. So he's being married from Malacha. The Mor says, what do you mean? Bamar Rav Yotzi. The Rav says, at that point we force him to divorce. Armish says, Masifin Tanan. He says something like, we add on to the ksuba. What do you mean add on to the ksuba? Just divorce her already. Shemor answered, love them. Don't we need to ask him? Shema yachsu, but we need to discuss with him. Maybe he'll back off. Meanwhile, as we're in negotiations with him, discussing what he wants to do, we're trying to convince him to stop. Masivin al ksuba, suvasa, will add on to the ksuba. Achasli, Samora brought this price up, which says there's no difference to us. Kulan shavas b'teres merit, they all have the same halacha of merit. Filashi chayla, nida echayla be meredis, even if she's a nida echayla, and she's meredis. So we have the kanas. Arusa Shamra Loy Enose, I refuse to go to Nesuin. Even though she's a Chayla, we see the Merida. Now, so Rashi says, 1 second. What about the case of Nida? Mimishum Nida, the La Bas Tashmashi. So where's the Merida where a woman's a Nida? If it's Tashmash. So the answer is the Mishiesh no pass Basalva. Can it come on? Moore's going to say that on that question. But the man who knows that after the Nida's passes, his wife will be available to him is a different type of situation than the man, the woman who essentially refuses. The Moore says, according to the Mandomer, because of Sona Rus as well, he's expecting his wife, right? According to the Mandomer, because of Malacha, Ella Mandomer, it's because of Malacha, she's not past Malacha. Ella, Sakrashi, Matashish, the Kuliyamal, the Pligi, the Havi, Meredis. The issue is Tashmish. Everybody agrees that's an issue. And you're right, this Bryce is discussing Meredes Mitashvish, but their machlokes is there also a case of Mered, not from Tashvish, but from Halacha? Does it have the same Halacha of giving her Kanas and subtracting from her Ksuba? Okay.